In here.
Wow, is this your secret headquarters? Oh, I love what you've done with the place. I mean, it looks just like a regular old meeting room in a basement.
That's because it is a meeting room in a basement.
Oh, that explains.
Just wait here.
Okay, bye. I know your plan. You leave me in here to sit alone and think, so I'll become afraid. It's a pretty good plan. I hope there aren't any spiders.
Mr. Bassett.
Mr. Corelli.
Thanks for coming by.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Please, sit down.
Oh, yeah, okay, after you.
I want to talk to you about Joseph.
About Joseph?
You need to understand something about him. He's a nice kid, at heart, a good kid.
Uh-huh.
But he's got a vivid imagination. For instance, he's got it in his head that there's something bad going on at Seawright.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you, there isn't. Everything we do is for the good of the community, for his own good.
And does that good include shipping people in for a very suspicious-looking midnight shift?
Yes, we have a midnight shift. And our workers are local people, right from this neighborhood.
Well, then how come you guys are so sneaky about it?
Because these people want to work, need to work. And our labor laws are keeping them from doing it. Is it fair that people who want to work aren't allowed? Sometimes I think our laws should be illegal. But what are you gonna do?
Well, petitions can help.
Oh, yes, we have people working on that, but that takes time.
So, Mr. Corelli, you're saying those people work because they want to and not because you're forcing them to?
Correct.
They weren't brought in from other countries and then had their passports taken away?
Their passports?
Mm-hmm.
Did Joseph tell you that? What an imagination.
Yeah. Vivid, I'd say, if I used words like vivid, which I tend not to.
You don't know the half of it, which is why it's best for you to back off.
Huh?
Oh, otherwise, we'll have to shut down that midnight shift, and all those people won't be able to feed their kids. That's over 100 families, Wooten. Do you really want to be responsible for wrecking their livelihoods? Leave them in peace.
Okay, but what if I don't? Will I wind up like Freddy C? Are you going to make me disappear?
Freddy C? There is no Freddy C, Mr. Bassett. Look, you've got to be wary of what you believe from Joseph. He hasn't been right since, he lost his family in a car accident.
Oh.
It's been hard on him. That's why he makes up stories. Like this Freddy C. character. Do you know who Freddy C. really is?
No. Who?
He's Joseph. Yeah, Freddy is Joseph's middle name. He's Joseph Frederick. In fact, he's Joseph Frederick Corelli.
Corelli?
That's right. The boy is my nephew. Right now, I'm the only family he's got. Now, that's why I'm asking you to listen to reason. For his sake, and for the sake of this neighborhood. Will you do that?
Can I go now, please?
Of course. But think about it, Mr. Bassett. Think about all those people.
Yeah. Yeah, I will.
Good. Ah, Joseph. Hello there.
You're calling me Joseph again? I thought I was Little Punk earlier.
That was to get you out of here so you wouldn't talk to that Wooten fellow.
Seawright's got him now. That's why I need to use your computer. I need to send out a message.
What? Not a chance. You're causing too much trouble.
Oh, come on, Mr. Montoya. Just one more time on the computer.
No. I'm serious about this, Joseph. And I'm sorry, too.
For what?
For handing you over to Mr. Henderson.
What?
Gotcha.
What? Hey!
Come on, cut it out, kid. Your uncle just wants to talk to you.
And that's everything Mr. Corelli had to say.
This is a real pickle.
Yeah, it's a problem, all right.
No, I mean it's a real pickle. It tastes great. Where'd you find them?
It's a new brand. Anyway, the question is, do we believe Joseph or do we believe Mr. Corelli?
Well, I'm not inclined to believe anything Mr. Corelli says.
Well, why not?
Well, for one thing, he's got too much nostril hair. It's like he shoved a couple of mice up there.
Huh, I noticed that, too. It's pretty impressive now that you mention it.
Yeah.
Nostril hair? Is that the basis for our decision?
No, you obviously didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, do you want me to go back? I could probably get a picture of it.
Sure.
Guys, let's just forget about the nostril hair.
All right.
Agent Hayworth gave us the go-ahead to get more evidence. Are we going to do it or not?
Well, if what Mr. Corelli says is true, Whit, families could be hurt if we do.
If what he says is true.
True.
That's what I said.
And I was agreeing with you.
Yeah, but Whit, help me.
Wooten, you're the only one who's heard both Mr. Corelli and Joseph, so what do you think?
I think I want a pickle.
Wooten, stop stalling. Who do you believe, Mr. Corelli or Joseph?
Well, Joseph used the Power Boy symbol for help, Whit.
Well, that's good enough for me.
Well, I think my assessment about nostril hair was much better.
Midnight tonight.
We're gonna need some camouflage.
Do you have a clear view of the loading dock, Wooten?
Aye, aye, Captain.
This hill gives us the perfect view.
I knew we should have brought the toboggan.
Well, we could see everything down there, but I hope Mr. Henderson and his boys can't see us up here.
Yeah, maybe nothing will happen tonight. Maybe they won't bring the workers around just to be on the safe side.
Oh, and lose a night's work? That's money out of their pockets.
Uh-oh. You guys should see the other parking lot.
Which one?
The one by the old factory, where we were last night.
Yeah?
Mr. Henderson has sent some of his guards around.
They must be looking for us.
Well, that's a good sign. Well,
why's that?
Well, if they're trying to make sure everything's clear, and that may mean they'll bring the workers around.
Which probably means they'll be scouting all around. Are you sure we're safe here?
No, I'm not sure, but we have good cover from these trees.
And they'll never expect us to be dressed as bushes.
Yeah, well, I didn't expect to be dressed like a bush either.
You look really good, Bernard. The foliage brings out the green in your eyes.
Yeah, thanks, Wooten. I'll be sure to wear shrubbery more often as part of my ensemble.
That'd be nice.
So I'd like to know why we have to wear these ridiculous outfits and Whit doesn't.
Oh, well, they just didn't have a plant in my size.
Yeah, sure. Hey, what was that?
Someone's coming.
Nobody move. Whit, try to look like a garden gnome.
What?
Calm down, boys. It's me.
Agent Hayworth?
Hmm?
What are you doing here?
Well, I just had some spare time on my hands and I thought I'd hang out in a small patch of woods across from a glass factory. And what are you guys supposed to be?
Oh, this is our camouflage. I'm a rhododendron bush, but you can call me Wooten.
Well, I've never heard of that species.
I don't want to talk about it.
So, tell me, what have you got?
Well, nothing yet, but I don't understand. Are you here in an official role? Didn't you just tell us earlier that...
Well, I'm off duty.
Huh.
Unless something illegal happens. And you guys didn't really think I'd let you come out here all alone, did you?
Yes.
Oh.
What's that?
Are the trucks coming, Wooten?
Yep, I see them loud and clear.
You turned the video on, right?
Oh, now, Bernard, you don't actually think that I would forget to do something as Okay, now it's on.
Can you see all right, Bernard?
No, I left my surveillance binoculars in my other greenery.
Okay, both trucks are pulling into the loading area. All right, they're backing up. There's a group of men coming out to meet them. Okay, and we're waiting and waiting. Everybody's okay, we're doing some more waiting. And now I might try a little waiting. And the trucks have stopped, and the men are opening the back doors, and out come the people. You see, Agent Hayworth, they have a lot of young people.
They're definitely underage.
Ooh, and there's Mr. Henderson.
Henderson's there?
And Joseph! Henderson's got him by the arm and is dragging him inside.
Now that's not good.
Yeah, we have to do something.
Agent Hayworth.
Let me think.
Think? He's the one who blew the whistle on them.
Yeah, what are we gonna do? They're all inside now.
Well, Agent, what should we do?
Okay, I think we've got enough. That video and a possible kidnapping can justify my taking action.
Now it's about time.
Hurry!
You guys have to stay here.
Yep.
I don't want you in harm's way if anything goes wrong. And those outfits will ruin my credibility in the department.
What do you think it's doing to my self-esteem?
Yeah, but look what it's bringing out in your eyes.
Come on, Wooten. What's going on down there?
Okay, the police have taken their positions around the factory. And it looks like Agent Hayworth and a sheriff are approaching the back door. Oh, and there's a guy with some kind of sledgehammer thing.
A battering ram?
Why don't they just knock?
Or kick the door down. It's always cooler when they kick the door down.
Are you kidding? Have you ever tried to kick a door down?
Oh. Well, you know, actually...
Never mind.
All right, guys. Can we get back to what's happening at the factory?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Oh, so Agent Hayworth isn't kicking the door down? Oh, well. In fact, he's ringing the little buzzer next to the door. Okay. Now there's some security guy opening it up and... Pandemonium! The police are rushing in, and... Oh! It's chaos! The police are going inside, and someone is opening the loading dock doors, and there are people trying to get out. And they're running, but the police outside are rounding them up.
And that's that. Can I get out of this costume now?
Wait! There's Henderson. He's coming out a side door, and he's got Joseph.
What?
Don't the police see them?
No. They're rounding up the other workers on the other side. Henderson's staying in the shadows, and now they're heading for a van in the corner of the lot.
We've got to let Agent Hayworth know.
Yeah, okay, you do that. I'm going after him.
What?
Well, it's a straight run down the hill and around to the road. I can cut him off.
Wooten, wait. How do we find you?
The meeting room.
The meeting room? Do you know where that is?
No, I was hoping you knew.
Oh, great.
We have to get down to the factory and tell Agent Hayworth.
Well, that's a good night's work, boys. Thanks.
Agent Hayworth.
Whit?
We've got another problem.
What's wrong?
Henderson escaped with Joseph.
That explains why we couldn't find him. Don't worry, boys. We've got the personnel records. We've sent officers to their houses. Henderson's, Corelli's.
You can be sure they won't be there.
Now, Henderson will take Joseph as far away from here as possible.
Joseph is an important witness, especially if his uncle is the ringleader.
Then where would they go?
The meeting room.
Where?
Wooten said to look for him at the meeting room. But we don't know what that is.
Well, let's see if any of these good people can tell us. Mr. Walton, you have got to get out of that bush.
Yeah, I know.
What do you want me to do with these files?
Destroy them. Destroy everything. We don't want any evidence left behind.
What are you going to do?
Get out of here. And as soon as you finish that, go home and go to bed. You had nothing to do with this. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Where's Henderson?
I'm here, Mr. Corelli.
It took you long enough. Hello, Joseph. I'll finish this.
Goodbye, sir.
What's the damage?
Well, the cops are all over the factory. Hold still. They've got all the workers, and they're asking for you.
Let them try to find me. Who led them in? Those clowns from Odyssey?
Probably.
And it's all because of you, Joseph. My own flesh and blood. You betrayed me.
You betrayed everyone first, Uncle Lenny.
You were the only one who complained. You never listened to reason. It's done now. We're leaving.
I'm not going anywhere. This is my home.
Not anymore, it isn't. You took care of that with your Freddy C and your help symbols and that goofy friend of yours. We better get out of here before he thinks to lead the police this way. Is the van ready?
Ready, Mr. Corelli.
Good. Let's go.
I'm not going!
Stop kicking! We have a long journey ahead of us, and you'd be smart to try to get along.
I won't!
You will! Stop! Look, Joseph, get in the van!
No!
Get in the van! No cops in sight. Good.
I'll drive. But you have to make sure that kid's secure.
Don't worry about him.
I don't want to go.
You be good, or I'll forget you're my nephew.
No.
Strap yourself in. Okay, Henderson. We're off.
All right. What in the world is that?
It's a giant bush!
Stop in the name of the law.
You gotta be kidding me. Shake him off, Henderson.
Right.
Come on, get rid of him.
Hold on, Wooten.
I'm trying.
Henderson?
He's holding onto the roof, and I can't see past his branches.
Turn on the windshield wipers.
Right.
Hey, come on, guys, cut it out, that tickles.
This is ridiculous.
Do something, Henderson! What do you want me to do? I've never been attacked by a man dressed as a tree.
Oh, no, no, it's not a tree. It's a bush, Mr. Henderson. A rhododendron.
Hit the brakes hard.
What?
Hit the brakes hard.
If you say so.
Wooten!
That did the trick. Now get out of here.
I'm going.
Stop where you are. You're surrounded. Turn off the engine and come out of the van slowly with your hands up.
Yes!
Oh, yeah, I think my blossoms are a little bruised, but I gotta tell you, wasn't that a great ride? I mean, it was better than the triple snake turbo thruster at the Connellsville Fair, and I only had to go upside down once. Are you okay?
Yeah. Oh. Power boy to the rescue, huh?
Yeah, right.
Hey, good job there, Wooten.
Oh, thank you.
You know, in all my years of service, I've never seen a pair of bad guys thwarted by a bush.
Yeah, I was a tumbleweed for a minute there.
Come on, Joseph.
Huh?
Oh, where's he going?
Protective custody.
Oh, man.
Oh, hey, that's okay, pal. Maybe they'll, like, you know, put you up in an expensive hotel and, you know, let you play video games and stuff.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
well, maybe. Or maybe not.
Oh, that's sad.
Thanks again, Wooten.
Oh, it's okay. I'll see you soon, Joseph.
Promise?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Joseph, do you think this outfit would look good with a cape?
Well, Agent Hayworth?
We've called in the Labor Department and the Immigration Service to sort through the workers.
Uh-huh.
You know, Joseph was right. It looks like most of them came here in good faith to work, but were double-crossed by Corelli and his network.
Hmm. Network?
Yeah. It's an international network that brings workers in from other countries. They make all kinds of promises, and then they trap them once they get here.
Well, I hope you throw the book at him.
Yeah, the bookshelf and the wall behind the bookshelf.
Don't worry, guys, we will. And now that Corelli realizes what kind of trouble he's in, he's blabbing everything.
Well, what about the neighborhood and the families in Greensburg?
The authorities are working with the community leaders. As you can imagine, this is a huge hit to that part of town.
Yeah.
Seawright is an important part of the economy.
Yeah.
And the president of Seawright has promised to do all that he can.
You didn't arrest him?
Well, he claims he didn't know anything about it. And we don't have any evidence to contradict him. Anyway, I want to say thanks to the three of you for your hard detective work.
Well, it wasn't me. Bernard here started it by finding that symbol on those windows.
Don't pin it on me. It was Sherlock Holmes Bassett here who kept saying we had to do something.
Yeah, but it was Joseph. He's a real hero. Agent Hayworth, what about Joseph? I was kind of expecting him to come with you.
Well, for the moment, he's with a good foster family.
Well, can I go see him?
I think I can arrange that.
So how are you doing, Joseph? Are they treating you all right?
Yeah, I'm with a nice family. That'd be more fun to hang around with you.
Well, they say we can visit as often as we want, so that's cool. Hey, tell me something. Do you like pistachio raisin bread?
Ew, no.
Oh, that's good. Neither do I. But, you know, you really have to tell me something. I've been wondering, why did you make up Freddy C?
I don't know. I think it's like Freddy C had all the courage and power to do all the stuff I was afraid to do. So I thought I'd be his secret identity, and he'd be the hero.
Yeah, but you were the one who did it all. I mean, you put together that web page. You put the symbol on the glass for us to find. How did you do that, by the way?
Well, I used to work at the factory. One night, I decided to sneak in where the wet coat was drying on the glass and write the symbol.
Yeah, but you didn't even know for sure that anyone would ever find it.
No, but it gave me hope, you know?
Yeah.
It's like putting a message in a bottle and throwing it out to sea.
Yeah, yeah, I did that once, and... Oh, I got a ticket for littering. But you did it, and you're a hero.
I'm no hero.
Oh, sure you are, Joseph. Anybody who fights for the truth is a hero. I mean, it's clearly written in the Power Boy Code of Conduct.
Oh, yeah.
And what's really, really cool is that you sent out a signal for help, and things happened in ways you never, ever could have known.
I guess. So, are we gonna sit around here and talk all day? Or are we gonna do something fun?
Okay. Let's do something fun. First one to zigzag around the swings, race across the merry-go-round, roll under the slide, and dive over the turtle in the sandpit gets a free ice cream.
Oh, it's on.
Okay, but you have to cluck like a chicken the whole time.
Let's go.
Okay, go.
I'm glad we finally got to a happy ending with this adventure, though it took a lot of hard work and everyone's determination to do the right thing. You know, Wooten was right when he called Joseph a hero. Do you remember what he said? Anyone who fights for the truth is a hero. And it's not only written in the Power Boy Code of Conduct, but in something even greater, God's Word. As the Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Other Side of the Glass was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our sound designers were Nathan Jones and Jonathan Crow, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Katie Lee, Phil Proctor, Stephen Stanton, June Foray, Chris Edgerly, Cooper Green, John Rubino, and Dave Madden, with Jess Harnell as Wooten. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.